It was a challenge today, getting through practice, but I thought the tempo was good. We were able to get through all of our work, but we were definitely short, that's for sure.
Mike, what happened to Tauscher?
Mark has a shoulder sprain. He was injured in the game on the field goal, so he's feeling better, and he's much better today than he was on Monday, so watch how he progresses.
Is Clifton the usual?
Chad Clifton's on his normal week. He'll go tomorrow in the padded practice.
Mike, have you guys determined Barnett and Chiller, their injuries, how serious they are?
Well, they're both, I'd put them in the same category. They're both getting second opinions, gathering more information. So that's something that's going to probably go on through the week.
I guess, is Collins' knee still go back to the...
Correct. He's on the same... Nick Collins, he's on the exact same practice plan as he went through last week.
Mike, could Barnett or Chiller... I mean, it would be logical to assume Barnett isn't maybe as bad because he came back and played. Is there a possibility you could miss him for an extended period of time?
Yeah, there's definitely a possibility. That's why there's more information being gathered in Nick Barnett's case. So... you know, he's been here every day getting treatment, and he's gonna see another doctor on Friday.
Do you think you'll have? I mean, I know Chiller's getting a second opinion. Is it bad enough that you don't think you'll have him this week again, or is it possible that he can still have him?
Brandon Chiller, I think it's doubtful the way I've Brandon this week. Thanks for getting that out of me on Wednesday.
Are you worried about that season
under too? No, not at this point. That's not the information I've been given. But that's why we're going the route that we're going. It's a shoulder injury that has occurred to the same shoulder he's injured in the past. So we got to get all the information that we can, and that's what we're doing.
Are we going to go with that safety from Morgan?
I'm sorry?
Are we going to go with that safety from Morgan?
Well, we're working a couple different combinations. We're going to work with Charlie Pepper. Hopefully we'll be able to get back, and Derek Martin, and potentially Jared Bush has spent time back there.
Like you know how passionate your fan base is. And they're looking at the Lynch thing and the Moss thing, and they're all reacting. I guess what do you say to people to kind of reassure them that you guys are staying the course and maybe calm down a little bit?
Well, I think it's very obvious we're staying the course. But, I'm more concerned on getting my football team prepared to win a game in Washington. So we have a number of players that are going through a health spurt. It's been kind of our case really since the second week of training camp. So one thing we have been around here is consistent. So we're staying the course. And we're getting our football team ready to win games. As far as player acquisitions that go on through the course of the year, I've never taken questions on them in the past, and won't answer any today because it's not in my focus. Our focus is on getting better. We need to improve as a football team. So I like a lot of things I saw today. Some things we had to repeat and start over, and we're gonna get our work done. We've improved each year as the season went on, and we need to do the same this year.
You guys have been really good so far in the red zone this year, I guess. Can you explain your success there?
Well, our red zone success is, it says a number of different things. It probably starts up front. The protection's been good down there. The quarterbacks had in the throw he has in the Detroit game on a third down to Jermichael. I don't know if you can really defend that. It's just the point I'm making is the players are on the same page. It's starting with the planning. I think the ability to play in tight spots and play faster with our weapons down there has been a plus so far this year. So we felt that we needed to run the ball better in the red zone coming off of our last year study. So, you want to be balanced, but I just think our perimeter group, starting with the protection, the quarterback, and the timing has picked up.
Mike, where do you see Nance fitting into the backfield at all, or what are your plans for him?
I'd like to get Demetri Nance started this week if I could. It didn't happen last week really because of the way way the game was going. You know, 21 plays there at halftime, so ended up at 45. He'll play more on special teams. I think he did some good things on special teams. He just needs experience. I mean, everything that we've asked him to do since his arrival from Atlanta is usually pretty much been different. So there's usually two ways to do things in the game of football from a scheme technique standpoint. And he's kind of, and we've kind of, you know, as far as our terminology on offense, you know, how we do things on punt protection. But I think he's improving each week with the reps that he's getting.
Mike, can you talk a little about the challenges of stopping Donovan McNabb?
Well, Donovan, number one, I mean, he's played at a championship level in this league for a long time, and he's has the ability to play from in the pocket and out of the pocket. That's the way I always look at a quarterback when I'm breaking him down. You know, you look at what he can do in the pocket, what his strengths are, you know, how they use him in the pocket. You know, Mike Shanahan and Kyle have always done an excellent job with the movement package. You know, I always thought that was a real strength of what they've done, you know, both in Denver and Houston, and he fits that package very well. So their particular quarterback movement package will be a challenge for our defense. So, we haven't done a very good job to date of stopping the quarterback running in passing situations, so we got to make sure our rush lanes are intact and we keep Donovan in the pocket.
Mike, with Aaron having 5 interceptions now through 4 games, you at all concerned? Are you seeing any recurring theme with those, given that he only had 6 this year?
Well, you break them down and you go through them. The top of your head is, you know, when you throw a Hail Mary right for halftime. You know, I think that the receivers, you know, we could do a better job competing for that ball in Chicago, and then, you know, the one to Greg, you're going to have interceptions like that. But, you know, the other three you'd probably want to look closer at and evaluate. But I'll just say this, and I'll tell you what I told the team today. -1 turnover ratio ain't getting it here in Green Bay. So we need to get that turned around. For as much time as we spend practicing it and the emphasis and what we believe in it as a core, you know, fundamental component of our success around here, we're -1 after 4 games. So we need to turn that around starting this week.
Do you think you're getting enough from the defense?
I think our takeaways are close. We've got too many giveaways. I think that's obvious. So we've given the ball away way too much.
Mike, when you say the interception of James, you mean that 50-50 ball?
Correct, right? Yes.
Would you consider or feel comfortable with
Blotter
at right tackle?
Well, we're gonna work Brian on, you know, both tackles and also TJ Lang. So that's the way we've been planning for these types of situations. So that's why Brian's been up on the 45 and TJ would, you know, technically is 46. So that's our rep count.
Mike,